Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Friday, and all's well with me, I can tell you that.
Well, you had another bout of insomnia, didn't you?
I did. I had a brutal bout of insomnia. I don't know what it is, man.
Yay! Hey, quit playing on a computer and everything like that. What about that Candy Crush Saga?
No, it ain't Candy Crush Saga. But I will say this. You know, I get to bed and I start to read.
See, right? That's the thing you don't want to do. But I always have to turn the light. I can't fall asleep with the light on.
Well, I'm reading using a Kindle. And so the light from the Kindle, you know.
What is a Kindle? What is this?
It's the thing that people are using now, General.
I'm not familiar with this. What is it?
It's like a computer that you're reading on.
What do you mean a computer you're reading on?
Kindle is a new little flat screen device that loads books. So they are e-books, you know.
Oh yeah, the e-book. I've heard about that. I heard about some young girl who wrote an e-book about some kind of monstrosity, something. Did you read about this?
No, who?
Well, it was a young lady. She wrote an e-book about a creature from beyond, something.
Is this something that she made up?
Yes, it's something she made up. Of course it's something she... What I'm trying to tell you is she wrote a book about some creature that sold millions.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it started out, and they said she got the lowdown, or she loaded it for whatever they say.
The downloads.
Whatever they say. And she started out getting maybe 5,000, and then it got to the millions. And she sold millions of this book, and I don't know what it is. I wouldn't read it if they held a loaded shotgun to my... Oh, but...
Well, what? It's a fantasy book, General, is that right?
I don't know what you'd call it, but it's about some ghoul. And you know how these ghouls are very popular now, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the ghoul books are.
What do you mean ghouls are popular now? You talking about like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, well, who's the guy? The Lord of the Ring? Or the...
Call the Lord of the Ring, General.
The Lord of the Ring, yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, those are all the fantasy books and...
Who's the guy I read about? This guy Potter, what's he about?
Harry Potter is a fictitious...
Well, you told me that the manager that you used to have said that Harry Potter was a cheap piece of you-know-what. You said that... Didn't he say that?
Oh, that was a joke that Doug was... Yeah, Doug was dealing with the Harry Potter producers, and he said that they were a cheap bunch of creeps or... I don't know, you know.
Well, no. You said that Harry Potter is a cheap, dirty...
Harry Potter doesn't exist.
Phil, don't yell at him.
You know, you don't have to treat me like I'm a... Don't treat me like I'm in my own ward, okay? I understand what he's saying.
All right, if you understand what I'm saying, you understand that Harry Potter is a book, okay?
It's a fictitious character, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all you had to... Then what was this guy talking about when he said that Harry Potter was a cheap, dirty, skinflint sheeny?
What do you mean, sheeny?
Didn't you say it was anti-Semitic?
No, it wasn't anti-Semitic. What a horrible thing to say.
Phil, I didn't say it. You did.
No, I did not say that. No, I didn't say that.
Don't get all panicked out, Phil. God.
I don't like those kind of words. You understand? And I don't want them on the air, and I never said anything like that.
Well, where did I hear that?
You probably was that... the pawnbroker.
Yeah, we were watching the pawnbroker the other night.
Oh, I heard it on the pawnbroker. Yeah, with Rod Steiger. Yeah.
Rod Steiger. Boy, one of these days, General, you know...
One of these days what, my friend? You better be smiling. What?
One of these days, you're going to pronounce some names right, is all I'm, you know, saying. Have you got your cottage cheese?
Check.
Have you got your vanilla wafers?
Check.
Yoo-hoo?
God damn.
Go get the Yoo-hoo.
Go, you, Dickman, you go get it.
All right, so, what the hell are we talking about, man? Oh, I was talking about e-books or something? I don't know where I am. So, yeah, you know, it's insomnia, and I was reading. See, this is what happens, you know.
Well, Phil, you have to keep notes. Keep notes. Here's what I was talking about when the general began to go off into his flight of fancy. And here's what I was talking about.
Now, I got a better idea. How about if everybody just stays on the point that I'm making and they don't have to go off on their little fantasy line, you know, this thing about Harry Potter being a cheap creep, you know.
No, Harry Potter cheap?
Harry Potter don't exist, man.
No, I mean, the producer?
No, it's just a bunch of business talk. They said that this guy that I knew, he was... working with one of the actors in the film, and he made the offhand remark that Harry Potter's a cheap bastard, you know?
Well, I think that that's the kind of thing. That doesn't bring us together. That doesn't bring talent. It doesn't bring the talent and the studio together. We need to bring them together.
Oh, come on, Margaret. What are you, all of a sudden Humphrey Bogart's agent? We need to bring... Boy, I'll tell you something.
What are you talking about?
The whole thing you're laying out there sounds like it's something right out of the rear end of a... I don't know.
All right. This is the kind of scuttlebutt you're going to hear. Every business, no matter what the business, it doesn't matter. It could be anything. You could be selling washers. You could be working for Sears. That kind of cutthroat mentality and the back and forth is what it kind of is what makes the business go round. Guys are going to say, be real nice to each other in person. You know, hey, how you doing? Nice to do a business with you. Blah, 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 blah. And then later on, you know, boy, that guy's a real cheap slob.
Well, and your father was a salesman.
Yeah, you talked about your dad. Didn't he say some guy was a cheap creep?
Jesus, bud, why don't you just go out on the street and announce it? Hey, Phil said that his dad's, you know, well, just take it easy, man, you know.
You said him saying they got to turn it up anyway.
I know, but in the studio, I can hear him. My father had all kinds of fantastic things that he used to talk about. He would come home from work, and my dad sold everything in his life. He sold everything. He was a salesman from the beginning to the bitter end. He had a job as a cop. My father was a motorcycle cop in Toronto, Canada for 6 months until he laid the bike down in the snow or something.
What do you mean, laid it? He had a motorcycle crash?
Yeah, he had a motorcycle crash, and he cut his scalp open, I guess, but so that was the end of that. So he became a salesman, and he sold business machines, he sold computers. At one point, he sold big industrial truck tires. He sold everything, and he was working for NCR, which is an old company. You guys don't know this company, and I barely know it. Back before there were computers, there were business machine companies, and they all pretty much got subsumed or otherwise devoured or otherwise run out of business by the granddaddy of them all, IBM. IBM survives today as a big a company that is, their business is computers, you know, personal computers. But at one time, IBM, along with companies like NCR, Burroughs, and here's an interesting thing.
Oh, Burroughs, now that's the person.
Can I do it?
Well, this is more up my alley, Phil. This is right straight up my alley. What is he laughing? I'm going to kick...
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
But I said right straight up my alley. He looked at me and went, hee-hee-hee.
Well, you set up your alley.
I didn't say up my alley. Did I point to anything?
You almost did.
No, but I didn't.
What do you mean, did you point to anything?
I began to point to... Anyway, it seems like it's a little bit more up my alley.
Well, all right, it could be up your alley, but I'd like to say it because...
I'll say it. William Burroughs, who was the author of Naked Lunch, that's his family.
Okay, you want to just go ahead and do the show?
Oh, my God, what an animal.
Phil, take it easy.
Well, I mean, I asked her not to say anything. Okay.
All right, Phil, I'm sorry. You can go ahead and talk about it.
It's fine. I apologize, Margaret. I should not have blurted that. I haven't had any sleep, okay?
You need somebody. What about that medical marijuana? Is that stuff working or not?
I don't know. It doesn't really do it for me, you know?
You gotta smoke a huge bud. Get a huge bud, jam it in a pipe, light it up with about two matches, and take the first hit, you know?
Yeah, what's the first hit, man? That's always the key hit. What's the first hit?
Yeah, what's the first hit? And then suck it down, and then hold it in and go, man, you won't know what hit you.
By the way, you know that holding the smoke in is horse dung. You don't have to do that.
What are you talking about?
You don't have to hold the smoke in. All those years, people holding the smoke in, you don't have to hold the smoke in when you're smoking weed. You don't have to do that at all. By the way, there's another piece of information I want to lay on you guys, and then we'll get back to this whole Burroughs thing. The e-cigarette has now been outlawed in certain venues. There's a certain prohibition against the e-cigarette in Los Angeles, maybe Los Angeles County. I don't know the particulars, but we'll give it to you. And I'm sure other cities are going to adopt that. And I got a really guilty conscience when I read that.
Well, you're the one that opened your big bazoo about the fact that somebody you knew was smoking an electronic cigarette with the marijuana. Was inside the electronic cigarette with the marijuana. You're the one that did it.
Yeah, that's right, General, and that's why I felt guilty, like maybe somebody heard me. But I very, 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 very much seriously doubt it. Okay, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We're going to be right back here with the whole Burroughs thing. Bobby Dooley is returning tonight to talk about the freedom of religion at Western Estates, whatever that's about. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We're online at philhenryshow.com. So if you want to listen to our show every single night, you can do it free. You don't have to have a BSP at Listen Live. And you do that, and you can listen mobile. So with your smartphone, pretty much you can do anything you want to do now, man. You can, with a smartphone, you probably, man, I think you can master invisibility, man. You know, you can contact Mars with that thing. You know.
That was on, see, that was on the pawnbroker the other night.
Yeah, that was that nut. That was the heroin addict that came in to try to, what was he trying to sell?
Oh, the pawnbroker, it was the heroin addict who had a radio.
Yeah. All right, so, and also TuneIn. So if you have your TuneIn app, or if you have the Phil Henry Radio Show bookmarked there on your smartphone, you just hit up our Listen Live. No BSP necessary, and you've got us mobile there for the duration. And then, of course, we are on the 17th, beginning our show at 9 a.m. live, and we will have the podcast dropping the same day, probably around 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. All right. A lot of things to talk about here. The e-cigarette thing just erupted. We've got Bobby Dooley waiting in the wings, and Ms. Dooley is at the Western Estates Homeowners Association at the Western Estates Community Center there. She had been on the air yesterday. And by the way, Bobby, I thought it was, I want to just pay my compliments to you and to Steve. I think you held down pretty well. Where is Ms. Dooley?
I've gone on line 2 probably, or maybe line 4.
Where is she?
Oh, line 2.
Hi, Bobby. It's Phil Henry. How are you?
Oh, hi, Phil.
Congratulations on, I think you did a pretty good job on the show last night. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We had a great time. I do apologize to anyone that might have been offended by the situation I got into with Steve. I had to put Steve in his place a little bit.
Well, I mean...
Hold on, Steve. I had to put Steve in his place, and that did necessitate me to dish up a beating, I think is the way the kids call it.
Well, I heard a little bit of the tape. I mean, you had him. You were hitting him in the stomach, and then you uppercut him a few times, and...
Well, yes, we had a photograph on your homepage. He basically went ankles over... As they used to say, ankles over ass, or...
Well, you're not allowed to say that.
Well, I just did say it, Steve, didn't I? So anyway...
All right, let's move past all of that. Thank you for joining us. You had a discussion last evening with, I believe, Larry Grover. You're also talking to some law enforcement consultant as to freedom of religion at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, not only at the Homeowners Association, but freedom of religion there in the common areas. And I don't know what it... I know tonight you are having an Easter celebration rehearsal, correct?
Yeah, Phil, in the background you hear the Western Estates Youth Corps and the Western Estates Parent Youth Corps, I should say, the Drum Corps. And this is to celebrate Easter, which is something we love to do here at Western Estates. It is a traditional celebration that we have the entire community involved in. Easter, as you know, Phil, is the resurrection of Jesus. And it is a very, very important festival or festivity on the Christian calendar.
Now I'm listening. This was the conversation last night.
Hold on for just a minute, Steve. Okay, I'm sorry, Phil. Just hold on, Steve. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, good, honey. We're in the middle of really. We're getting down to the final rehearsals.
When is Easter?
Okay, hold on for a minute, Steve. Okay.
Is this... Where are you?
We're in Western Estates. We're right outside the community center. It's in the common area.
Bad boy, hello, what?
All right, honey, don't do that anymore, okay? Have the kids sit down and,
Sit down. Everybody sit down. Sit down and calm down.
Well, they're not... I'm sorry, I should have been me talking and you talk over here.
That's right. They're not sitting down, Steve. I'm sorry, Phil. Because you haven't slept, neither have I, and so obviously it's causing all kinds of problems here tonight. But I will say that we have had a good rehearsal so far.
All right, here's what I want to ask you. You had the L.A. sheriff out there saying that there was a wild, frenzied dancing.
Yeah, they didn't understand.
But what I'm hearing in the background sounds very much like a tribal dance of some kind.
No. It's, what? Phil, I'm talking to Phil Henry. He said it sounds tribal. A lot of the people are getting a kick out of that. We're here. What we do, Phil, is we have lawn chairs set up, myself and the other parents, and we let the youth corps begin our Easter celebration where our minister walks in. We have Father McCorders, who's Catholic. We also have Reverend Castorini, Dave Castorini from the youth ministry. And they walk in as our youth corps is playing the traditional fanfare for Easter. But we're here. Generally, we'll have Bloody Marys or something. Nothing.
You're drinking Bloody Marys?
Yeah, it's not a big thing, Phil.
Yeah, no, it's no big deal, Mr. Eddie. Don't make a big deal.
Hey, would you shut your mouth? Okay, here it is now. Steve? Steve?
Come on, baby. Yay! Yeah!
Oh, you sound like an ass on crutches.
What?
That's not how it goes.
All right, I want to just ask you, Bobby, if you can try. I know you guys are rehearsing. I want to ask you to draw yourself away from the rehearsal right now and address some of these questions. You're talking about freedom of religion. Now, the L.A. sheriff was out there, and what was their complaint?
Well, the L.A. sheriff, who knows what they're complaining about? L.A. County Sheriff...
What was the official complaint? Can you remember?
Well, who knows? It was probably a lot of gobbledygook.
I understand you have an opinion about it. Do you know what the official, actual complaint was?
Steve, you know, I think it was a lot of gobbledygook.
No, I gotta know what it was, okay?
I understand that.
Well, I think I know, Bobby.
No, excuse me, Margaret. No, you don't. I know. It was essentially that there was public indecency and there was a sound ordinance. We had a bonfire going, so they said we violated the fire code. In other words, it was everything they could possibly throw at us and the kitchen sink to keep us from practicing the Christian religion. I don't get it.
All right. There's not a lot of people listening right now that wouldn't agree with me when I say what I'm hearing in the background doesn't sound like a Christian...
I'm sorry? Steve?
Okay.
I don't know what we got to do. Could you... Hold on. I'm sorry, Phil.
I want you to talk to me.
I know. Gene, they're missing the cue. Yeah, get over there and get these kids. Get them squared away, will you? Yeah. Right. Okay. One, two.
God. They don't have any respect.
Yes, they will respect you, Steve, if you respect the entryway. I can't really talk about it.
If you respect the what?
The entryway. It's part of the fertility aspect.
All right, Bobby Dooley is with us here from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're discussing last year they had their Easter festival that was interrupted by a visit from the LA County Sheriff. I'm hearing you rehearsing another Easter festival this year. I'm hearing drums.
What is it? Does it freak you out or something?
Bobby, can I say something? I know that you and I have had our differences in the past, darling. I don't want to tell you that you can't do something, but what we're hearing on our end, sounds very animistic. It sounds tribal.
I don't think it's tribal. I think that's an insult. We are a homeowners association. This is every bit a homeowners association function. We have a bake sale. We are not only going to have the bake sale, then we have our chili. We are going to have as well some games, rolling the hoop, and the three-legged race. So what is so weird about that?
Well, it sounds like everything you're doing is going to be a traditional kind of afternoon picnic for a neighborhood, except what I'm hearing in the background here.
Steve, why do you keep missing the cue?
Oh, sorry. Wow.
All right, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry's show.
See, to me, that sounds like there's something going on there.
Well, that, to me, are you kidding? That sounds like the opening scene when you saw the King Kong. I saw King Kong just the other night.
All right, hold on. We're going to be with... Bobby Dooley and the rest of the Homeowners Association there on the world-famous Phil Henry Show in just a moment. But first, we have to take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We are live and mobile on Listen Live. We are live and mobile on TuneIn as well. And hit up the online store, man, because we have the Rudy Canosa Je T'aime Lingerie T-shirts that are in. We have the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies that are in, perfect for those nights around the bonfire on the beach this coming summer. We have walrus skins. I'm kidding about that. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We have Bobby Dooley with us. Please remind me to finish the Burroughs story, because we were talking about my dad being a salesman, right?
I'm sorry?
General, do you remember?
Yes, you were talking about Burroughs, William Burroughs, who was the guy that wrote Naked Lunch.
Right, but I wanted to be the guy that told the story, okay?
Oh, that one, yeah. General, let Phil have his little story.
All right.
Hey, you know something? We don't have to do it. I'm just saying that, anyway, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley online with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They have been practicing for the last night or two. They are practicing their Easter festival, which is a big thing out there. In years past, they've had a problem. They say that the freedom of religion, Bobby, I haven't really given you an opportunity to discuss this and to tell us what it is that you find most troubling about this sort of the appearance of the police and things like that.
Well, Phil, as I mentioned on your program last night, I said that, you know, what's happening now is that the freedom of the religion that we all enjoy in America, that is a tradition that goes all the way back to Christopher Columbus and even further, is now threatened by the secularism of the atheists, yeah. And so we're making a very strong, strong statement on behalf of Western Estates, where we want people to know we are very proud to celebrate Easter with everyone in the community.
Are there people in the community that are Jewish, or?
Oh, there are, yeah, but we send a letter out before we have the celebration, telling people that we... Steve?
Okay.
You're doing it really jacked up. You're not even doing it good. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes, the Jewish people that we have here, we send a very nice letter to them saying, we understand that you're Jewish, and we don't want to interfere with that. We don't even know if we're interfering with it by even saying that that's what you are.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, if you say to someone who's Jewish, oh, are you Jewish? Is that interfering with the way their religion goes? I don't know.
No.
Well, okay, Phil, you don't have to go, no. You know.
I'm not trying to be a smartass, Ms. Dooley. I'm just trying to figure this out, you know. I'm trying to figure out, in your community, where you have these people...
These people, Phil, are all of our neighbors.
I understand, but they're not all Christians.
No, they're not. We invite our Jewish residents. We have one Muslim family, and we do tell them that we do expect them to at least come out and clean up.
To clean up. So you see what I'm saying?
No, Mr. Henry, we're not going to go down. You're not going to accuse me of racial bigotry. No way.
You don't know. We just tell them if they can come out and clean up, if that's what they want to do is clean up, or they can be a part of the Christianity of it.
Yeah, it's either way.
So either they're celebrating the Christian festival with you, or they're cleaning up.
Well, they don't have to be here if they don't want to. I mean, I can't imagine that anyone would consciously spit right into the face, you know.
Yeah.
See, Ms. Dooley, the only problem I have here...
Well, Phil, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I have filled in for you. You got a lot of problems with a lot of people.
Hey, finally, my wife really said it there. Hey, way to do it, you know.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Mr. Henry's making a good point.
No, he's not, Dickman.
Yeah, he is. What do you mean, yay, and all that?
All right, hold on. Thank you, bud, for coming to my defense. You know...
Well, what I'm saying, Phil, is that we are... Why are you standing here pulling it, Steve, with your hand down your pants? They're going into the second chorus.
Oh.
Shoot. Yeah, all right. Yeah, good, good, Billy.
So, would you line them up better? Because they're all crooked and they're the face paint.
Face paint?
Yes, face paint. Steve, you take care of it. I got to talk to the guy. I'm sorry, Phil. I was going to have to talk to the man on the radio. Yeah, that's it. Steve? Hold on, Phil. Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, right here, when the drum break comes up, now the girls go into the squat. Yeah, right here. The girls are squatting?
Yeah.
Well, make sure the boys lay flat. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
Hold on, Phil. The boys should be laying flat on their backs, their noses in the air, and now the girls go into the squat. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
No.
Wait. Miss Dooley, I gotta ask you something.
Hold on, Steve. What?
I'm talking to you on the radio right now.
I understand that, Phil, but we got a real cluster, you know what?
Can I ask a question?
I'll ask the question. I'm a mother, and I just heard you say that the girls are going into a full squat.
Yes, the girls go into a squat with the boys laying on their backs. Oh, my God, did you think that they're squat? You know, you've got to really have a sewer pit for a mind.
Well, this is what I don't understand, and this is what Phil is trying to figure out. What is this celebration?
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
Ms. Dooley, this is General Shaw.
Yes, hold on, General. I'm so sorry.
I understand.
Okay, now, Steve.
No.
Oh, you sound like a real clown. You know that, Steve? Why don't you put a big jumbo nose on?
You gotta try it. You do it better.
I could do that better in my sleep. Yes, General, I'm sorry.
Ms. Dooley, I understand what you're up against. I'm in the military, and I had occasion to be stationed in some rather exotic locales. And I am familiar with a fertility dance known as the dance of the mambo, or not the mambo, that was a dance, wasn't it?
Yes, the mambo was a dance.
All right, so this was the dance of the merengue. Well, that's a dance too. What's the animal?
Are you talking about the dance of the sloth?
There, yes, that's...
That's the fertility dance.
All right. Now, in the fertility dance, Phil, which is completely misinterpreted by Westerners, the young males of the village lay on their backs with their tongues out and their noses straight up in the air. And then the young women... All right, oh, wait. Hold the phone.
Well, Phil, it's not dirty. We swear to God. Don't we swear to God, General?
Yes, we swear to God it's not dirty.
The young men lay on their backs with their tongues out and their noses up in the air.
Yes, they're waiting to receive the squat. God.
Phil, you have to understand.
Wait, I can't have the... You don't have to go into a whole description of it, okay?
Phil, this is what you sounded like. You can't go into a description. You have to calm down because you're getting... Hold on. I'll do it, Steve.
I'll do it.
I don't know what you're supposed to say, but it sounds something like that, right?
Yeah, let me go get the lyric sheet.
Get the lyrics. Well, I don't need this, Phil, okay? I got two minks at home in heat. I'm kidding. That's a joke we're going to use.
But anyway, so in the dance, in the fertility dance of the tree sloth, the women circle the men, and then the man lays on his back and puts his... Here, I'll demonstrate.
Oh, my God, that is the vilest thing I've ever seen.
Well, what's wrong? All I am, I'm laying on the chair, and my head is propped up on a chair, so you...
Okay, thanks very much, okay? Thanks a lot. Bobby, you there? Okay, she's gone, too.
Yeah, I think they had a hang-up. They had a hang-up. They got to figure out... Because they got hung up on the second verse during a dance of the squat.
It's not the dance of the squat. You see what's going on here?
Phil, I didn't book her.
Well, I wanted... She's saying, this is a Christian thing?
Well, no, it's Easter. They draw some of their influence, I think, from the dance, from the holy dance of the fertility sloth. That's my understanding.
Well, I'll tell you something. If this is a... Bobby has made the point of emphasizing the Christian nature of this festival, and not only that, but she's made a point of emphasizing the freedom of religion and the family nature of this, and now they're into this fertility dance of the sloth where the guys are laying on their backs.
Yeah, but their heads are propped up on chairs.
What do you mean their heads are propped up on chairs? I'm going to find out what's going on here.
Phil, this is something you should have found out before.
I did. I called him up.
You called him up, Robert?
Yes, I did. I called up Ms. Dooley. I said, all right, Ms. Dooley, put our cards on the table. Let's put our cards on the table, and let's, you know, cut through the thin mustard, because we're skating on mustard, or not skating on mustard, but we're skating on thin ice. And I said, now, what's up? She said, it's the dance of the sloth. We paint the men orange. It's totally in keeping with the Easter celebration with an egg and an Easter bunny.
It's totally in keeping with...
Now, hold on, because I'm with you, Phil. What do you mean it's in keeping with the Easter bunny and you're painted orange? What is that?
Well, that's what she said.
No, there's nothing... I've celebrated Easter my whole life. I've never painted myself orange. I'll tell you one thing that gets painted. Eggs.
Yeah, but in replacing the egg.
So the person is in place of the... I would like to really find out. I'd like to... I got to pin this down. I got to pin this ritual down and find out where it veers away from a civilized celebration and veers into a wild Lord of the Flies cacophony of violence and sex. Because,
I don't think we're going there.
Well, it's... Oh, really? Phil, I've seen it. I've been a witness to it. That's all I have to say.
A Lord of the Flies cacophony of violence and sex. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show. All I wanted to do was talk about this woman's Easter festival, and we are in the middle of a wild thing here, man. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online at TuneIn. Listen live tonight, live and mobile. We'll be right back. I was just talking to Nikki. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. St. Patrick's Day this year. I know, is St. Patrick's Day March 17th?
Yes.
What did Nikki say?
It is, yes. Okay, because that's the very first day that we're on the air on our new web platform, our new 9 a.m. show. So I can actually go out and get just stinking drunk that night.
Oh, great. You're going to be in great shape the next day.
So what? It'll be fantastic. As a matter of fact, what we ought to do is start the drinking at 9 a.m., because as an Irishman, isn't that what I'm expected to do?
Well, you know something, Phil? I don't think you're not going to be showing the best side of the great Irish people if you start sucking that stuff down at 9 a.m., blind, stinking, drunk at 9.
Woo! Yeah, but Mr. Henry knows what he's doing.
Well, I don't want to be throwing up by noon, but...
What, by the way, speaking of throwing up and not holding your liquor very well, what happened to drunk history?
Wait a minute. What is this not holding? What does that mean?
Well, you said you puked.
Yeah. Drunk history, the second season, I think, maybe Nikki said something to me about the second season, or somebody did. The second season is upon us, Drunk History on Comedy Central. And I am, I will let you know when we know when our episode is up, man, or when our episode starts. I wanted to go, in fact, to Hawaii because we did the episode of Drunk History in December, and then Derek Waters and the rest of the guys, the crew, went to Hawaii to interview a cat that is a musician who is almost my age. This dude is a Hawaiian musician who plays with a lot of bands. I think he plays with bands like, I'm just spacing now, man. I don't know. Do you know who I'm talking about, Nikki? The guy's a Hawaiian musician. He is now a permanent member of a band. He's way older than all the other guys. He's in his 50s, no. maybe even close to 60. And he was a session player, and the band said, you know what, do you want to join the band? And he said, okay. This cat is going to be interviewed. He's in one of the episodes of Drunk History. I got to find his name. Anyway, the guys went over to Hawaii, and Derek said... And there was a moment there where I was going to blow out a week and go to Hawaii and party, and then I thought that would be the height of irresponsibility.
Well, good that you actually, you know, resisted the temptation for a change.
Yeah, Phil, you can't, you know, that's nuts.
What do you mean for a change?
Well, you know, any chance you get, Phil, to go over to some place where, once again, you're going up a coconut tree.
Yeah, that reminds me about Professor Clayton said you told him to go up a coconut tree.
Will you give me a break with that? Did he bother you about that?
Well, he called up, yeah.
I never said anything to him about going up a coconut tree and getting a coconut with his feet. That's what he did. That's what the spin he put on it. I didn't do that. All right. Bobby Dooley and the rest of the crew, are they still hanging or what's going on?
Yeah, they're over on line two. I'm talking, Bobby, this is Bobby, dear. Before we get you back on the air, well, you know what? I just want to ask you something here because I think it's very important to know. This is a Christian celebration?
Hold on, Margaret. All right, right here, the frenzy begins. Steve, you don't go to the you don't do that. If we can get Rudy Canoza, yeah.
Is Rudy over there?
Hold on, Phil. Get Rudy Canoza.
Okay, Bobby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Margaret.
All right, we're just concerned that this is a supposed Western Christian festival.
How many times have I got to say it? You guys are breaking my... You're breaking... If I had a man's bag, you know, if I had a man's bean bag, you guys are breaking it, okay?
Well, that was crude.
Well, I'm sorry, but why don't you get off my back, Margaret? You're not me. You don't have my life. I'm so sorry for you.
You know what? I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, are you going to go and take a you-know-what?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes, and I'll make sure it's extra loud. I can't believe her.
Well, Margaret, don't go talking about Bobby. Okay, Bobby?
Yeah, hold on, Joe.
Wait.
Oh, you know something, Steve? I ought to have you run over. Get Rudy over here. Steve's carving it up, Phil.
Well, I certainly do hope that you have a successful Easter's...
What are you laughing at?
That if this is an Easter celebration, then I am... then my name is King Watani of the Tahitians, okay?
What? Okay, here's Rudy. Rudy?
Yes. Phil, it's Rudy Canoza. How are you doing?
Good.
I got called over because I'm in town. L.A.
What are they doing, Rudy?
Have them all do this.
Hey, y'all hear that? Start the drums again now.
Steve, don't yell it.
I'm yelling it because I want all these kids, all you kids line up. All right, everybody line up? Are you all lined up?
I think they are, Steve. Can you see that?
Steve, I see they're lined up, you know.
Okay, line up. One, two, and a 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, all right.
And you don't go, yeah, all right, because this is when the minister comes in with the Bible.
Right.
Now, what, Rudy, go ahead. All right, and Rudy.
La, 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 la.
No, that sucks. That sucks. That sucks. That sucks worse than what Steve was doing.
Boy, you got a pair on you.
Okay, can we talk?
Who's that?
Phil Henry, you been on the radio with me?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, Phil, so we're going to do the very best we can to keep you happy and all the other pains in the ass that, you know, but I really, Steve...
Well, I don't like being called a pain in the ass.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil, but there's only so much...
Okay, did we hang up on them?
No, she cut you off after she said you're a pain in the ass.
Oh, okay, well, that's great.
Well, you can't really blame her, Phil. I mean, there's only so much you're going to get out of the woman.
Oh, so you guys throw me to the wolves, huh? So I'm the guy asking all the questions that you want me to ask, and when it suddenly is going no place, well, gee, Phil, you got to understand.
Well, Phil, it's not like we, you know, we understand what you're up against. Canoza? How did she figure Canoza into that mess? I never figured Canoza for one of those people. Boy, that surprises me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought Rudy'd be in there.
I don't know.
Well, it seems obvious to me. He does the ha-la-la-la, whatever that... However, that is sexual.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know.
What about the fact that it's the fertility of a sloth?
The what?
That's a sloth fertility.
Hey, what is this sloth fertility? What the hell is that? You're trying to tell... General, you were... Where were you?
Well, I was on the Cook Islands. I was doing a joint exercise with the Australian Land Forces under the direction of Major General Sir Henry Arthur... And we were doing a joint exercise on the Cook Islands, as I just mentioned. Well, anyway, that evening, I think one of the evenings when we'd bivouacked at the foot of Mount Ganalo, and I don't know if you... Do you know Mount Ganalo, Phil? Have you ever heard of it?
Never, no.
Well, that surprises me. I'm kidding. No one ever had. I never had. In fact, if I ever went back there, I probably would never find my way out again because that's how remote it was. But anyway, they brought in a few of the natives... for entertainment, because the cable went out.
What do you mean the cable went out?
What are you laughing at?
You had cable?
Yes, there was a I told him I needed cable. I wanted to watch the Cub game. Is there a problem?
Go ahead.
So anyway, they brought in a few of these people for kicks. We had a kava ceremony. Somebody lit... Well,
somebody lit what?
Someone lit up a bowl.
All right. Okay, so and that's the Fertility Festival. Where Bobby ever found that?
Well, I think she's mixing and matching and putting things and taking things away. And it's... I think it's disgusting. I really honestly do. I would never... I just don't... I think Easter should be Easter eggs, Easter bunnies. Yes, there is paint, but you paint an egg. You don't paint your face. Painting your face, I draw the line at. You know?
What about the good of paint, like body paint?
No, not even body... No, not body paint. And you think I'm going to talk to you about body paint? You really...
All right, folks. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show. So that was really interesting. Back with more. I think I can tell the Burroughs story and other things here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Tomorrow, people paint their bodies, but not their faces.